Good morning, Dr. Brachu. How are you?
Well, I'm very good, and certainly our prayers and thoughts go out to Mark D'Antonio and his family.
You know what, Dr. John? You're always in such a good mood. You ever in a bad mood?
Well, you know, I'm generally always in a good mood. Certainly try to be. I always look at the alternative, and to be in a bad mood is worse. So even when you've got a bad situation, you try to look for solutions, try to move forward, and know there's always going to be a bright sun out there sometime in spite of the clouds that came through Grand Rapids. And actually, we got plenty of rain and thunder last night ourselves here in Lansing.
We had you on the program yesterday, and we focused our conversation on the stent that was placed in Mark D'Antonio's heart. You went through the similar process, so we talked a little bit about how that affects you, what the process is. But today I wanted to talk with you about stress. You deal with that in your practice a lot. You give people the tools that they need to be able to handle that situation on their own. And when they can't, obviously, they come to you for help. This is a situation with Mark D'Antonio where he was in good, he is in good physical condition. It was thought he's lean, he's mean, he exercises, yet he had a blockage in his heart. There is a lot of stress with that job. As Tom Izzo, the Michigan State University basketball coach, had stated in a statement, we all face stress and handle it in different ways. I wanted to get your take on perhaps those of us who have high stress situations. What's the best way to handle it without internalizing it and hurting ourselves?
I think the first thing to realize with something like this, Tony, is that everybody has some type of stress in their life. In fact, you could even argue stress anxiety is what even leads to 90% of visits to family physicians. Okay, we're talking about just general visits that anxiety and stress, which are, you know, certainly tied in together, if not the same thing, that these are the things that are the everyday part of life that lead to tenseness, lead to stress, lead to call it what you will. And I think that the key thing you have to do if you're going to really try to reduce stress, you have to plan your day. You have to try to plan what's going to happen and have some control over it and take one thing at a time. Now, that doesn't necessarily address the issue of a big football game in front of millions of people and the crowd going wild and making calls. But as a whole, most of us aren't in those types of situations. Most of us are just living day to day. And if we take each event as it comes, try to resolve it as best we can, and even sometimes taking a time out from a busy day, just time out, put your head back, close your eyes, and just try to breathe in and breathe out. And believe it or not, Tony, for thousands of years, that's what human beings have been doing, and that's a good thing to do. You just try to relax. You just try to back up. And you have to figure out why are you so stressed out. If we take, again, situation of someone like Mark D'Antonio, we don't exactly know what happened, why that exactly happened. There could have been a buildup of, even he wasn't aware of it, of something in that vein. You could say that particularly, you know, all that could be a genetic situation or whatever it might be. And then you have the events of the day could have triggered it. It could have been something that was just going to happen. You really don't know. But whatever it is, we have to take anything, whether they're panic attacks, whether we feel utterly stressed out, if we're having headaches, if we're having heart palpitations, if we're having these things in our day and we're just feeling overwhelmed, we've got to sit back, we've got to sort out, wait a minute, what's happening in life? What am I going to do? How am I going to take control? And again, taking an event at a time. Like right now I'm talking to you. I can't be thinking about what I'm going to be doing an hour from now, 2 hours from now, or what I didn't do or did do an hour ago. So that may sound like a simple thing, but you take one event at a time, and you just do the best you can. And if something comes up and changes your day, which can happen to all of us, we just try to take it gracefully, move forward, and just do the best we can. It sounds simple, but you're going to find a lot of stress reduction is actually just making some decisions, moving forward, and just taking the day as it comes.
All right, I'm driving in a car. Let's play devil's advocate. I don't have time to take a time out. I've got to go to a stressful situation. I'm going to a meeting, I'm behind on my deadline, and I'm having challenges hitting quotas, and I'm just stressed out about that. I wasn't able to get my workout in. I didn't sleep well. How do I handle it in the short term quickly?
Well, I think what you first have to do is recognize you're not going to change what's happened, okay? You can make a decision to do the best of the time you have. If you're going to be late, if you didn't quite get everything done you were going to get done, that certainly leads to some anxiety and some tension. There's no question. You still can only deal with what you have. So getting overboard or losing control is just going to make the fact that you weren't prepared or didn't have time for whatever the reason, you're just going to make it worse. And another thing, if the lesson is you ought to have gotten up an hour earlier, you ought to have done something last night, then use that as a lesson of what you're not going to do next time. Often people, the situation you just gave there, Tony, there are people that do that every day of their life. They're always behind, never quite have things done. They're stuck in traffic, as opposed to maybe leaving earlier, as opposed to planning better. And that's where you have to, that's a lot of what I do in my work, help people learn how to plan even. Because if you plan and when you learn how to deal with the problems when they come up, like let's take again the specific situation. You're there in your car, you're stressed out, you don't have something done, you're going to be late. All the worry in the world isn't going to help. You've just got to figure, hold on, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to get there. And you're going to find a lot of people don't even have the time to do everything they have to do, but they don't seem that stressed out because they just do the best they can. In life, you can't do better than the best you can do, and you just have to try to adapt and work within that structure. Yep. Isn't always easy, can be difficult, but that's what we have to do.
Finally, before we let you go, Doctor, I received an email from someone who heard you talking yesterday, and he wanted to know, how do you break these patterns, especially if you've had them for long term? Bad habits of getting up late, bad habits of not planning.
It's cognitive restructuring, Tony. You have to basically think different. People that get up late every day, in spite of what they might say, there's a choice. They're choosing to get up late. They're going to say, well, I'm not either choosing. Well, of course you are. If you were going to flog them and set them on fire, they would certainly get up at 8 o'clock in the morning if they had to. What you really have to do is rethink. You have to say, I'm going to get up at this time, and you carry through. Again, it sounds simple. Life is a series of habits, Tony. And if we build a habit to be on time, to get up on time, to do things appropriately, then we're going to do those things. If we don't, that's a series of bad habits, that's a series of negative thinking, and you have to completely start with, I'm going to do this. The first reaction is going to be, but I can't and I don't. You have to say, rubbish, and you move forward, and you keep setting up a pattern. You write these things down. It's like even a business plan. You have to plan out what you're going to do. And if you get up late, you're just going to have to completely say, I won't do that. You're going to set up your time. You're going to do it. It sounds simple, but you're going to find people that get up on time, people that do things on time, people that complete tasks. They have those habits. They demand them themselves, and they are just routines they've set up.
And Dr. John Braccio is a fully licensed psychologist. He founded the Regional Psychological Services Clinic in 1981. They're located in East Lansing. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Listen, a pleasure, Tony. Have a good day.